This is Denise Burkover, the Ellen Johnson 33 Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the Allen Memorial Art Museum, here in conversation with artist Edouard Duval Carrier about his 1998 painting Justicia. So Edouard, I wonder if you could start us off by telling us a little bit about the composition of the painting and what the subject matter is.
I had just installed a major exhibit that we did in Paris, called La Révolution Française sous la Tropique. And since the show was over, but I still was within that kind of a mood, I felt that I had not finished my cursus, the sequence of works that I was planning to do for that particular exhibit. And this literally is the last, could be probably the last of that series. The show was there to present an idea of what the French Revolution represented 200 years later in places like Haiti and Senegal and stuff like that. So the Ministry of Cooperation in Paris invited me and a couple of artists from Senegal to come and live and work together in this wonderful space in the Musée des Arts Africains Océaniens. We had a whole wing to ourselves for more than a year, and practically 2 years. So we were like, we had access to all of these informations. We had to build an exhibit that would give our point of view, you know, like not from France out, but from outside to France. Anyways, the show was presented, was very well received. So these were part of the works that I did, you know, like after the show. This one is Justice. I mean, of course, her hair is all, you know, like in little ringlets and stuff like that. She's got the sword of justice cuts through, you know, like all the BS, you know. Justice is not something that you play around with. So that's why she's full of daggers and stuff like that. Even though she's like all candy colored and pretty and very nice, I mean, she is there to make sure that things happen. This is the night before the last battle at Vertières. So there it is.
I wonder if you could also talk a little bit about the frame, which is such a prominent and beautiful element of the work. I know that metalwork is very important in the history of Haitian visual arts. And also, to me, it has this sort of composition that's reminiscent of an ex voto or a religious icon. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about some of the meanings behind the frame.
Well, in me personally, I've always been fascinated with, the way, you know, like in Latin America, it's particularly, you know, like an influence of the Baroque period, where, you know, like, I mean, increasing the portent of the image by making sure that the frames, and it was also a way of me taking the painting out and creating, you know, like elements that could be repeated and given. I was very much into installations at the time. And my installations were tied together by the framing of the work. And this was, I mean, of course, trying to find new ways, because every time I tried something new, I mean, it was, of course, problematic, because, I mean, either they started falling apart. So I was looking for new ways that could last for a bit longer. So I decided to go for metal at that point. That didn't last very long, that series. So you have a very rare frame. Another thing that we have to, that maybe has escaped all of us here as we're speaking, is the colors of the Haitian flag, I mean, which stems from that period, the red, white, and blue, which was the revolutionary French colors, you know, like are stripped of the white, because that was, you know, like how Haiti differentiated itself from things. So, but we're totally within that, you know, like that the Republican kind of aesthetics, you know, like of the time. So, you know, like, I mean, the white has been taken out because that's what the Haitians did. They took the white out, you know, like, since you don't like us, we're just going to be red and blue.